Hello everyone, this is Melissa and I am glad to be back. I hope all is well with everyone and I hope everyone has had a good weekend. I wanted to do a recording and today I've got a couple of topics, well actually a couple of things, but they're related to the same topic. And the topic is, if you really care, then you'll do this. The first thing that I want to bring to your attention is that people have gotten, you know, chain emails, spam emails forward to them. And we've heard of the scam that, so-and-so has cancer and I need money to transfer or I need help. You could be a bookkeeper for blah, 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 and I need your services for this, that, and the other, and you will make money in the long run. Of course, we've heard of those. But the one thing that I hate is getting a text message because, you know, I'm receiving more text messages than emails that are spam. And what they are is it'll have a beautiful poem or a beautiful saying or a beautiful story about somebody. And it'll just warm your heart and it'll be beautiful. Those scams, they're scams. You can really tell off the bat. But you get into a text message and it says, you know, I am your best friend. And it just plays this really cool thing. And then at the end it says, forward this to 10 people if you care. Forward this to forward this to 10 people if you have a heart. For those who don't care, they'll delete. Now, honestly, how can you sit there and say in a text message that forward this to 10 people if you have a heart? Yes, we just read about the little boy who has leukemia. Yes, we just read about the girl who lost her parents in a car accident. We read those horrible, horrible stories and were really saddened by them, whether they're true or not. It's a sad story. Any story about a child or somebody, any sad story is a sad story, whether it's true or not. The point is that you shouldn't use that to tell people after their heart's been kind of warmed up and, you know, oh, this is crazy. Then you go and you tell people, if you really care, you'll do this. Now, really, honestly, if you see a spam message like that, just delete it. Because that phone cannot tell people whether you've deleted messages. Also, who are they, the people who send out these messages, who are they to tell you whether you care or don't?
1:25. Pause recording button.
This is going to take up another boo, actually, but that was my first thing I wanted to discuss. If you get a message like this, which I've gotten tons, you choose to forward it or you choose to delete it. But I do not like it. And you may wonder, well, it's no different than the scams that we get in our email. The email scams, they've cut back in the years. And that's because people have moved to text messages. I get spam text messages as well. But I don't like those that say, if you really care, you will forward this so that the phone company can donate a dollar for each text message that goes through, because that's not true. Stop playing with people like that. Stop it. It's just unbelievable the things that people go through.
0:19. Pause
well,
recording.
Button. I'm going to go into the next boo, but we're still on the same topic. And this, in some way, is also about children. Next boo to follow.